You are listening to the What a Word podcast, an interview style podcast where guests bring their unique experiences and insight on culture, life's challenges, and faith. Each episode is seasoned with words which will inspire and encourage. Now here is your host, Ryan Sharp.
Welcome to the What a Word podcast. I was just thinking how amazed I am by how far a dream can take one. A number of years ago, I started this podcast with the goal of inspiring through conversation. And nearly 2 years later, 85 episodes later, it's given me the opportunity to meet individuals from all walks of life. People who have been resilient, who've overcome, or maybe in the middle of a season where they're charting their own course. And most of this started with a dream that person had. And I've been privileged to hear wonderful stories and your engagement and your interaction with the different pages has indicated to me that you've been encouraged by these stories as well. Today's no different. My guest had a dream that, in his own words, was sparked by his participation in a high school program. He joins us today to share about his journey. His name is Jermaine Duval, no stranger to the podcast. He's been here before, but he's also family, literally and figuratively speaking. I'm honored to have him join. He's going to talk about his latest project, Checkmate, where he's doing something different. Let's talk about evolution. He'll be stuck at this.
I know what you're thinking. I have it all figured out.
I love this part of this movie.
I have the perfect life, beautiful home, beautiful woman on my arm. I never worry about money. I have everything I need, and I will never apologize for it because I work damn hard. Yet and still, sometimes life throws you complications, and I wasn't aware of how instant your life can change. Until...
Anderson, I want you to meet Kimberly Gordon.
Hi.
She'll be working as an analyst in your department.
Wow, the Michael Anderson.
She was gorgeous.
You know who I am?
An admirer.
Of course I do. You graduated top of your class.
I must admit, I love when people recognize my work. Because I never drop the ball.
I look forward to working with you.
Always on point.
As do I, Miss Gordon.
Please, call me Kim.
Please join me in welcoming my guest, Jermaine Duval, actor, screenwriter, and the list goes on and on to the podcast today. Welcome, Jermaine.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Well, I hope I did you some justice with the introduction, but I know it's a lot more expansive, certainly than that. Welcome back. Just want to talk to you about your latest project. I had the opportunity to view it, and there's a lot to unpack. So before going into that, though, I want to ask you, what led to more screenwriting? I don't know if you've done any in the past, but certainly in this film, this project, you are serving now as director and screenwriter and actor. Talk about that evolution.
Okay, sure. And first off, Ryan, thanks for having me back on the podcast. It's always a pleasure to sit down and talk with you because you just remind me of family and you remind me of home. So definitely a pleasure to be here and to be speaking with you again. And I think the last time we spoke, I mentioned that I had just started like working on my own writing. And at the time I was kind of in a place where I just wanted to create more, you know, as a creative, as an actor, for those who don't know, our experience most of the time is auditioning and waiting for an opportunity to come to us and for us to get booked on a role or a show or a film, whatever it might be. But I kind of got to a place in my career where I was wanting to have more creative control over stories that I was a part of. And just the type of person that I am, I'm a go-getter and I'm a doer. If I have something in my mind, an idea, something that I want to create, I have to create it. I have to follow through. I have to make it happen. And so right around that time that we spoke, I had just taken a a writing class. And so that intrigued me. And I think beforehand, there was a fear and an insecurity around writing because I didn't think it was my strong suit. My mindset was, I'm an actor, I want to be in front of the camera. But I started having other people in my community starting to suggest, like, Jermaine, you should also write because it's important for actors to get experience, even if it's not something that you want to do professionally, just to get experience so you have a better understanding as to what writers, their mindset, what they go through, their expectations, directors, what their expectations are, casting directors. The more you understand the business, the better you understand the role you play in the business and how you fit into the business. And it'll just help you to be able to do your job even better. And so at the time, I just started writing stuff down. And every time I had an idea, a concept for a script or a skit, I just wrote it down until eventually it was like, okay, it's time to do something with this.
It's powerful, powerful. So you're no longer just working on your craft, showing up, doing your lines and leaving. You're now in charge of a project. And I'm sure that comes with a whole host of responsibilities. Walk us through what that entails now, being in charge of the project in terms of writing, directing. Are you also financing the project as well?
Okay, yeah, great, sure. So after writing down my ideas, I had the pleasure of connecting with a friend who was working on a script as well. And he collaborated with a friend of his who helped take his ideas and his writing and really developed it and fleshed it out into a very solid script. And so he connected me with that individual, Ben Robinson. And I spoke with Ben, we had a consultation, we sat down, I shared my script with him. He loved the vision, the idea where I was trying to go with it. And he said, yo, I think this is a good idea. I'd love to help and collaborate with you and make this happen. And so we started connecting, meeting, and working on the script. And once we had something solid, from there, I passed it out to, and this is why I think collaboration is so incredibly important, because there's so many parts to filmmaking. It's hard for someone to go out and create a film on their own. It's, you know, it's one thing to create a video for Instagram or for TikTok or for Facebook, but when you talk about filmmaking and you have a cast, you have people involved in production, the set, post-production, editing, marketing, there's so many things in, involved that it can be overwhelming. And so I reached out to a friend of mine who lives in Alabama, where I used to live, because I went to Oakwood University. I did undergrad in Alabama. And so I had built some connections while I was there. And I had a friend, I have a friend who just graduated from film school. He got a degree in cinematography. And I reached out to him. I've worked with him on some of his short films in the past. And I said, hey, Cole, I'm working on a script. I've written my first script. I would love for you to take a look at it and tell me what you think. I sent it over to him, he loved it. And I was like, hey, I know this might be a long shot, but you know, would you be interested in helping me to film this? I would love to, you know, to film my first film. And he was down to do it. You know, I helped him, like I said, on a couple films. So it was kind of his way of not only paying me back, but being a part of something that he genuinely had an interest in. And so it began. Like, I was able to find my writer, which then led to having to writing and finishing the script, to then connecting with a DP, a director of photography. And he was then able to reach out to people in his network, people that had just graduated or who were still in school in his community, who could help out with the crew, lighting. We also had someone who helped out with sound, recording sound. And so slowly but surely, the pieces started to come together. And like I said, initially, I wanted to keep this project small because I wanted it to be doable. One thing about film is that it can get expensive very, 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 very quickly. You know, when you talk about shooting on the high-tech equipment, the most advanced cameras, lighting, it can get very, very expensive very quickly. And so he reached out to people in his network. And as we started to put this thing together, I realized, okay, this is gonna cost some money. So as you mentioned, finances, I then you know, rather than taking all of the challenges of the finances on myself, I said, you know what? So far, collaborating seems to be working very well for me. Why stop here? And so I said, with my experience with having a startup, which we also talked about on the last podcast that I was a part of, I have experience in fundraising. And so I know that there are people out there who have an interest in being a part of films, who want to be producers and who want to fund films. And so I just started to reach out to people in my network. And luckily, after reaching out to the second person, him and his wife was like, we love the script. We think that this is a great idea. We want to be a part of it and we'll fund it all. At the time, I had a budget in terms of like what I thought we would need. And they said, we'll cover it. And so just like that, I was like, okay, I don't have to worry about that. So that was pretty exciting. And just something that really confirmed, like when you have a vision, when you have a goal, don't underestimate how God can open doors and how ways can be made for things to come to fruition, because you can see obstacles and challenges, but there's a way that's already been made. You just have to step out on faith and start reaching out. Have that confidence to say, you know what? I'm going to reach out to people and maybe no one wants to help, but maybe someone does. And maybe it's $50 or maybe it's $100. Who knows? But to my surprise, and I really, really was shocked when they said they wanted to cover all of the money that I asked to, you know, that I said we were was our goal. And so that was exciting.
That's a powerful testimony, man, about vision, faith, and the way doors get opened, man. And powerful, powerful, powerful. Now, I may be giving some things away, but I'll just go generally about what the film is about. Checkmate has to do with someone who has it all together. In this case, Michael Anderson, who you play in the film. Right. Has it all together, and I guess there used to be a term called willing to risk it all, but it didn't seem like he was willing to risk it all. And I think you addressed that tension in the story, that we could seemingly have it all together and there is something almost waiting or bubbling on the surface.
So yeah. and so... Yeah, that was kind of the idea behind where we wanted to take this film. You have this guy who seems to have it all, right? The perfect, right. Perfect family, the house, the picket fence, all of that, and has a great job. And then once things he starts to have some tension and issues within his relationship, how a new coworker kind of works her way in and kind of creates havoc in his life because of all of the things going wrong at the right time.
So obviously this is your baby, your project. At the risk of getting too much into your own personal life, how much of this is autobiographical? How much of this speaks? well, let me ask it this way. How much of this speaks to what young men go through on a daily basis? The themes and the subject matter here.
I think that there definitely is a connection between Michael Anderson and Jermaine, for sure. As I think many people can find, and not even just men, but women as well. I think when you're in your 20s or your early 30s, and even in your 40s, you're in a place in your life where you're building your future. You're ambitious. You have goals, and we're all trying to create the ideal life that we, you know, that we envision in our mind. And it's very easy for us to, you know, to get in a place where we have this confidence, like everything is just going to come together. And a lot of times obstacles, because that's what Kimberly kind of represents. She's an obstacle and she kind of creates challenges for Michael. And sometimes we think we can have it all when that's just not the case. It's not realistic.
Awesome. Awesome.
But yeah, I agree. You know, I think it's important for, as creatives, I've found and what I've been told is to pull from your personal experience, when I first started writing, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to write about, but there's so much that I've gone through that I've experienced firsthand that I can pull from my own experiences to help inspire stories and to create characters and to create worlds. So definitely had some influences from my own personal experiences for sure.
Now, you spoke about earlier, and I'm going to come back to what you want viewers to get from Checkmate, because I gave my own spin, but I need the author and the creator to talk about why Checkmate was so important. You mentioned earlier the collaboration with the financing and other areas of the film. How was it to direct all these personalities, including, you know, oneself as well?
Right. Man, directing this film was a massive challenge. When I started writing it, I kind of got to a place where I had been working on this script for so long that it kind of made sense for me to be the one to direct it. And after sitting down with my friend Cole, who I mentioned, he is a cinematographer, he kind of walked me through the steps of preparing to direct this film. And after, you know, our conversations and our pre-production planning, it just kind of made sense that that I should do it. And I also want to mention that because this was my first film, most of the people in my network are actors, especially here in Atlanta. Most of the people that I know are people that I've trained with, actors that I may have taught. And so I don't know a lot of directors. And because I knew Cole, while he does have experience directing, I knew I wanted him to be my director of photography, which means he was going to be in front of the camera, holding the camera, I should say, operating the camera. And so I decided to take on this task of being the director as a way of, one, getting the experience of directing a film, but also, once again, having creative control over the vision of this film and bringing it to life the way I envisioned it. But it required a lot of preparation, because I had to be able to look at this film from every angle possible, from the DP's perspective, from the perspective of the different actors, the cast, just so that I could make sure everything was just tight in the way I wanted it to be. One thing about me, I'm very thorough and I'm an introvert. I'm in my head. I'm an overthinker. And overthinker, because sometimes I do too much thinking. And so preparing, I literally focused on every job from set dressing. And that involves, you know, what's going to be on set at the different locations. We used office space. We used an Airbnb for Michael's house. We used a gym. We used a parking deck as well. So thinking about the world that I'm trying to create, the style, the props, the wardrobe, that was also something that I had to do. Thinking about what are the actors going to be wearing for every single scene. There was a lot of scenes. There was just a lot involved. And on top of that, having to also be an actor, act in this film and play the lead. As an actor, there's a process that we go through. For me, I have a certain technique that I use when it comes to character development. And I had to also spend that time preparing, getting into character, fleshing out who Michael Anderson is, the way that he thinks, you know, the way that he dresses, everything about him, what motivates him, what drives him, what's his MO. There's a lot that I had to do in preparation for playing the character. And then also at the same time, having to juggle the job and the responsibility of directing everyone. It was a lot. And it took a lot of discipline. It took a lot of focus. It took a lot of preparation, hours and hours and hours of work. It was definitely a good challenge, I have a lot of respect for not only directors, but everyone involved in filmmaking, just because I feel like I've had a taste of a little taste of what most roles do on set. Script supervisor, having to make sure everything that needs to be said is said, everything that needs to happen, make sure that there's no continuity issues. Yeah, it was overwhelming, but a very, very good challenge. And I'm grateful for the experience for sure.
One of the things I liked about it, and you did this for me as a viewer, is you, by virtue of the way you wrote it, I got confirmation again that individuals are multifaceted and complicated. I don't know if your intention was for us to have sympathy for even the protagonist, Kimberly, but I did as well.
Okay.
I don't know if that was your intention, though. Because, you know, it confirmed for me that human beings are complicated. You know, we are not...
Right.
We're not just one thing that you see. We are the sum of our experiences, you know?
It's funny that you say that, because to be honest, moment of transparency, when I started writing this, mm-hmm. I sat down with Ben and we were fleshing out this first film, short film project. You know, we kind of discussed that, you know, there's so many different directions we can go from here, mm-hmm. right? And at the time, my number one objective was to create. You know, I'm a creative. I want to create. I want to put stuff out there. Mm-hmm. I want to show the world what I can do. And so mm-hmm. my main focus and objective was just creating something to get out there, right. Not so much focusing on, okay, where are we going to go? When we get there, we get there. When we get to the place that now we want to turn this into a web series or whatever, or a film, you know, we get there. But at the time, I was so locked in on, let's just get this done. I'm just in, you know, captain mode. Let's just get this film done. But after debuting it and getting the feedback and the response, and to see people sending me voice memos and videos on their interpretation of what happened and, you know, what needs to happen in the next film. It's just so interesting to see how people can take something you've created and in their mind come up with their own backstory and come up with their own ideas as to where it can go. So it's just interesting just to hear your feedback and the fact that, you know, you were able to have sympathy for Kimberly, because that is something we're currently writing and working on part two, because we do want to develop it into a limited web series. And we've been focusing on Kimberly's character the most right now. And yeah, she's definitely been through a lot. You know, she's been through a lot, and her past experiences, her upbringing, her childhood has shaped her into the person that she is. So there's always more to the story. There's always more to why people do what they do. It's very easy for us to judge and jump to conclusions like this person's bad, this person is evil, but there's so many factors at play that it's never that simple.
And in turn for Michael as well, because now Michael represents for me the person who seems to have it all together. But obviously for all of us, there's something that makes us tick. And we all have vulnerabilities as well. And I think you did an excellent job of just portraying Michael as that person who is, by all indications, a good family man. He has the gift of affirmation, always encouraging others. But here, we all have the potential to have our vulnerabilities exposed as well. So right. Excellent job on that, man. Excellent job.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, more than anything, I've been able to learn about myself through not only acting, but through the writing, learning to be a writer and exploring that. And more than anything, I want the characters to be relatable. You know, I want people to watch my work and be able to see themselves in the character. And the truth of the matter is that we were all flawed. We are all have, you know, our insecurities and our shortcomings. And I want us to be able to see ourselves and to find, you know, motivation and hope in the storyline and in the characters and the things that they go through, that even though, you know, we might have defeats and we might have these experiences where we don't, where things don't work out the way we want them to, but it's not the end of the story.
So I'll go back a little bit, Jermaine. What do you want us to get from Checkmate? I think you've covered it in bits, and but you know, I've given you my take as the viewer, but as the creator of this, man, like, we're watching, you're getting all of this feedback. Is do you want the differing views of the film, or is there one theme or message you want viewers to get from it?
Sure. I mean, I'd certainly welcome the different opinions and the different ideas. That's something that I thoroughly enjoy. I'm the type of person that I like to, like I said, I'm an introvert, but I like to create thought-provoking content. Like, I want to challenge people to think and to explore and to, you know, be creative and come up with their own storyline and ideas as to where this film can go. As I stated, you know, I think it's very important for my work to reflect transparency and for it to be realistic and be something that people can relate to. That's something that really is important to me. I've always been a person who wants to inspire people and to uplift people and to encourage people so that no matter what you're going through, you can find hope and you can find the willpower to continue to fight for whatever it is that you want in life. And I think that that's kind of what we're trying to build towards with Michael Anderson. Michael Anderson is someone who has all of these ambitions. He's working towards making it happen. In many ways, he has made his dreams come true, but there's still so much more and so much more about Michael that we haven't even unpacked yet, just because, you know, we just had a 7-minute short film, right? But there's definitely a lot more going on with Michael that we want to explore. While he may have it together or had it together when it comes to having the perfect wife, having the great job, but there's definitely things internally that may not be as clean and as accomplished, right? And so we want to explore those flaws and those inconsistencies, and hopefully the audience will be able to relate to Michael. But at the same time, I want to encourage people to continue to fight for what you want in life, and to show yourself grace. You know, it's okay. We're humans. We were flawed. We make mistakes, but life isn't over. You know, we have the ability to keep on living and to learn from our mistakes. So I hope that people are able to take away and to have hope and see opportunity amongst their inconsistencies and their shortcomings.
Jermaine, please tell viewers, listeners, how they can follow your journey, how they can access this very important film as well.
Sure. So yes, I go by Jermaine Duval on social media. That is Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On pretty much most of the platforms, I go by at Jermaine Duval. Excuse me, out of habit. And you can also find my short film, Checkmate. It's currently on YouTube. So if you look up Jermaine Duval, you'll find my channel, and it is currently there for viewers to watch. So feel free to watch it. Feel free to leave a comment. Tell me what you think. Greatly appreciated.
And I'll be sure to put it in the notes on YouTube and in the notes on the podcast as well. Jermaine Duval has a very important project, Checkmate, written by him, directed, and he also is an actor, one of the lead actors in this very important film. Jermaine, do you have anything else that you're sitting on that you want to tell listeners about? I imagine now this has given you a burst of creativity, and you probably have written something else that you want to share here first.
Well, I have some projects that are in the works. Like I said, with Checkmate, because of the response, I mean, I will say, like, after finishing this film, like, I spent like about 5 months working on this film. So after completing it, a part of me was just like, oh, I'm just so over, you know, I'm just so glad to be done with it. But getting the response and the feedback that I've gotten has really kind of rejuvenated my energy and my desire to continue to develop this story further. So we're definitely working on a web series, and that'll be coming sometimes in the upcoming, probably sometime next year, but can't put a date on it just yet. But this project has inspired me more than anything. I was talking to a friend recently, and they were saying, Jermaine, do you really realize what you've done? Not many people can say that they've actually completed a film project, and to have, you know, wrote it, directed it, and started it, that's huge. And it's just inspired me to continue to do what I'm doing, you know, not waiting around for opportunities to always come to me, but making those opportunities. I'm auditioning, but I'm also creating as well. And so I would just like to inspire other people just to, you know, to do the same, like take advantage of what you have, or the skill sets you have, and also to collaborate. There's people who, once again, just like how I reached out to someone and someone was willing to fund my film, there are people who want to help you with whatever it is that you aspire to do and what you want to do and what you might be currently doing. So don't be afraid to reach out to people in your community, reach out to people through social media. You might be shocked at the response that you get and who might be willing to help you with your dream. So I just want to inspire people.
Powerful, powerful. Listeners and viewers, Jermaine has reminded us that if you have something that is sitting on your heart that you need to get out at the risk of failure and ridicule and not having it be received well, Jermaine is reminding us to just go and give it a shot. Go out in faith. Get the help that you need, as he's indicated. He couldn't have done this without help. But give it a shot, and you'd be amazed at the response. And I, Jermaine, it's a powerful word, and I really am proud of what you've been doing. I really enjoyed the film, and I'm looking forward to the redemption of Kimberly. You've indicated, I think you've let it out the back, that Kimberly is much more multifaceted than I thought. So I'm looking forward to the series. I'm looking forward to more on Michael and Michael's family. I think you have your hand on something really powerful. Thank you again, man, for joining me as a return guest on the Waterword podcast.
I appreciate it, Roy. Thanks for having me, man.
Most welcome. Most welcome.